I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Michael K. is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K. Show.
Michael K. is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on a beautiful, somewhat chilly Tuesday afternoon here in New York City. It is March 20th, 2024. Michael, Don, Peter.
Somewhat chilly.
Well, it's not freezing.
First of all, it's March 19th.
Yeah, it's the 19th. It's not the 20th. Let's get started. Well, all right, hit the music again. Let's do it.
You want to start this whole thing over again?
I'm good. 2-1.
Michael K.
Somewhat chilly day on March 19th, 2024.
Sure.
Yeah. Don's at the Garden, by the way. He'll be doing play-by-play for the Rangers.
Doesn't it feel like, and I don't want to step on anyone's toes. I don't know what the circumstances are that have led to where we are. But doesn't all seem more right in the world that now that Don's back on the call at Ranger and Ranger games?
I've been told I can't speak about that.
You don't say anything.
Yeah.
I'm saying, though, it feels nice to have Donnie Pucks back on the call.
I have been pretty much muzzled.
Now, also important to note, Michael has the Pusick.
The dark Pusick.
The real Pusick.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
No. Well, how'd you do it?
Why did I dye it?
How?
No, how?
I got... the darkest color they had at CVS and just for men.
That's the darkest?
Yeah. Well, it was dark, but I had so much gray. It said, I took a chance because it says, do not do this unless you put some of it on the inside of your elbow for 48 hours to see if your skin is allergic to it. But I don't have 48 hours, and I know Don's dictatorial.
So
you can take a tutorial out if you'd like. And I said, let's just do it. And I put it on. And it was burning like unbelievable. I said, this is great. So now I'm going to shave it. I'm going to have raw skin underneath it. But you know what, Don? You know, bottom line is I earned it. I lost the bet. And I should pay dearly for it.
That's right.
We're not animals.
No.
Why do I got to get pointed out? So if you called me and said that, I would have said, all right, listen, let's do something else.
No. I think I paid up like a moron, and I also have decided. I've decided I will not be taking part in any football pick bet this year because I don't want. This is humiliating.
You can't lay out.
You should see the things that I've gone to public things where I've had to have this Pusick. I don't know how Anthony goes through life. I really don't.
Well, that's why I think we should just give up the picks altogether. We'll just be friendly because it's always something. With the picks, well, we're not all in. So if we're not all in, let's get out. We'll do the picks like every other yo-yo show, and then we'll congratulate the winner on the air, and we move on because we don't want to be great. So if we're not going to be great, let's not try. That's my vote. I only have one vote.
Why do you take that leap? I don't understand.
Not with leap. I've been saying it for years. Punishment's punishment to me.
Listen, I love Alan Hahn to death, but he has a tattoo of the DPH.
Well, that's a bet.
But that's ridiculous. I would never do anything like that.
Well, I understand that. Those are people that are all in. We choose not to be all in, so let's not bother.
No, that's all I'm saying. All in an institution is what they should be all in on.
If that's what all in is, and then we don't do that, and we just do our little yo-yo reindeer game, and then we'll congratulate the winner.
No,
there's no happy medium, Peter. We're all in or we're out. You're not half pregnant, as Michael.
So what is it? So what would satisfy you, Don? We come on the air, we do a pick, and anybody, the guy who loses the pick has to have his arm sawed off. Is that what you want?
No, I think this is pretty good. That's not realistic. All right? But God, it's just the
so you would actually bet a tattoo?
No, but this no, I would not. But well, I want to bet something
about?
That sticks. You know, we sit there, Michael, Peter. We have to grow a pusick, and my God, it's we got to worry about whether yes is going to be okay with it. Are you going to get an infection from dying it? Oh my God, this got to get taped. That's got to take. I'm out. All right, you guys have your fun with your picks.
Oh, this is
we're not all in, and I think
on.
It irritates the listener.
But of all
it irritates me.
Well, that's
so
more
I'm
important.
Out.
But of all the times to do this, now?
When, no, but I've been saying it.
I know, but this is, makes no sense, Don, because Michael actually went through with it. We had a good payoff
know,
here.
But, oh, the God, the complaining has gone on during this whole procedure. It's a punishment.
But the point is, Don, it happened, all right?
Yes.
We got something good. Look at him. He looks
I just
disgusting.
Feel dead inside about the whole thing.
Don't feel bad
it's
or dead.
Like, it's
and now,
how
and now
he
because, oh, my
leap.
God, he went through the torture of a couple of days of inconvenience. He's now out. He's not going to make picks anymore, Peter. You're jumping me. He was
he's
the one that he's not going to make
no,
picks
anymore.
No,
no, no. I'll make picks. I'm not going to be part of a betting
thing. Well, here
lying.
We go. So you're on my side, Michael.
So you're both out now.
I just want I want to be in. I want to do a show that people
but what
can get
Peter's
excited
saying
about.
Is true. We were in. I paid the bet off.
Yeah, right. I think this was good. I think we actually got a payoff this year.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's so sad. I don't like what's happening.
You know, why don't you just take a segment, Don?
Well, why am I
go
getting
outside
jumped?
And get some steak
wait
grits
a minute.
And enjoy
why
yourself?
Am I getting jumped when you're the one that said that you're not going to do the
but
bet
then
anymore?
You want to kill the whole segment.
It's not right.
But Peter.
Well, maybe you and Peter will
but,
do
but
it.
But why am I get Peter? He's jumped. I'm getting jumped. He's the one that said he doesn't want to do the punishments anymore. So why even bother doing picks? We're not experts anymore.
Boom!
The whole reason we do the picks is because there's a punishment. The fans enjoy that punishment. And you're going to tap out because you were inconvenienced for a few hours. And I'm the one that's getting jumped?
Inconvenienced
I'm
for
being
a few
real.
Hours. I've gone to events, charity oh hosting my. Charity events with a goatee and
come
a beard.
On. Am I that's the only bah. One? Am I the only one hearing this?
What do you mean?
What is wrong with him, Peter? I did sacrifice something, and that's the whole thing. You're supposed to look like an idiot for a bet, and I think I did.
First of all, it's a borderline idiot. You went, I had to go in public. You look fine. I think you look good.
The guy in the parking lot laughed at me.
What do you mean?
When I came out with the dark pusick.
Really?
I got out of the car, gave him the keys, and he's
yeah, he's
like
laughing
that.
Because he's like, all these available parking spaces in the street, and you're coming here. That's what he was laughing.
No. I should really travel around
oh,
Columbus Avenue.
This is what we're doing
and
today.
Spend $25 on a meter
it's
when
a fair
I
point.
Don't have to travel around and spend $37 for a parking lot.
I pull right up, Peter. I pull right up.
But you do spend a lot of money on the meter, and you have to go feed it, too.
That's right.
Well, I don't.
You don't want.
Well, he's pretty salty today.
I don't like how you two are starting today. This
no,
is like
no,
a
I started great. He's
no,
being
you
that
did
guy.
Not, how did you start great when the first thing you say is you're out? And then I push back, and I'm the bad guy?
Yeah, you're the
God,
bad guy.
God, now, oh, everybody, you know, how's the rent up Michael's ass?
Oh,
is it expensive?
Oh, my goodness.
Cut
God,
his fat
it's amazing.
Ass.
You guys live in there, and you hang pictures. You love being in there. It's so cozy and warm. Well, I'm
chocolate
out.
Chocolate soft serve.
I'll watch all you guys climb in and laugh. I'll be the
in
one
your
laughing.
Pants.
Me and the guy that's working the garage, laughing that you're all up there, all snug.
You know why he's all brave? Because he's at the garden. If he was here, I might kick his butt.
No, stop it. This would happen the same way.
Can any of these stories have a happy ending?
In your pants.
Before we talk about a great Nick victory.
I mean a great Nick
victory. I have to tell you how sick the world is.
Oh. Okay.
Sick and demented.
Interesting you term
ready?
I didn't expect.
So
sure.
I'm cleaning out the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Don, I actually attack that every couple of years.
Yeah, good for you.
And I see all the baby carriages from Charlie and Callie's youth.
You still have them? You haven't passed them down?
And I said, we got to get rid of these. So I said, why don't I bring them to Goodwill? Jody calls Goodwill. You ready for this? Goodwill does not accept baby carriages or child seats because they have given child seats to people. People have installed it in their car. As a charitable thing, they've given it. They didn't pay a dime.
Okay.
The car seat might have been defective. A child got hurt in an accident, and they sued Goodwill. They don't accept car seats and baby carriages because they don't want to get sued.
But that's something.
This is where we are as a world now.
As society.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Can you, so, you know what I did? I brought them to the dump. Perfectly good car seats.
Oh, you know what?
And you know what? My niece has kids, but she bought her own car seats and baby carriages. So I threw them out. because Goodwill can't accept them because they're afraid they'll get sued. That's where we are as a bunch of litigious lunatics.
That's a shame.
I don't like it.
Those are the things that a lot of people like can't afford. They're very expensive.
Yeah. But you know what? Those people that can't afford it, they'll take it, and the first thing that goes wrong with it, they sue Goodwill.
In your pants.
But I'm sure these things are inspected. They actually have expiration dates on them. So I could see if you had a car seat that expired,
that'd be
a bad job out of Goodwill giving that away. But if it's been inspected already and it's still within the expiration date, believe it or not, Peter, they have expiration dates on the car seats.
Oh, yeah? That makes sense. Interesting.
So, I mean, I don't know if it was that, but...
No. They don't accept any of them because they've been sued. Because of malfunctions. It's unbelievable.
But there's got to be other places.
Do you also realize, Don, that I'm not going to give names of places that sell baby seats, right? Mm-hmm. Of car seats. They will not help you install it because they're afraid they'll get sued. Hmm. They will not help you install it. So the best place, like in our town, what we do is go to the fire department and they install it.
Or the police department.
Or the police department.
Yeah, those are the places.
But think about, like, everybody's looking to pounce and sue people. It's unbelievable.
So, that's a shame now because I've got the car seats from when we had Declan over that he's outgrown and all that stuff. And I try to hand them down to people that I know. But I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to donate them someplace. I don't want to throw them out, but now they're making me have no other choice. That's terrible.
I have a strong pushback here.
What do you got? Please.
What Michael's saying right now, it sounds, Don, it makes everyone sound like they must be horrible, right?
Right.
If you will, God forbid, let's go on the path of you are the person who bought the thing. And God forbid you had an accident of some sort and the thing malfunctioned and something happened to your child. It's not insane that you would want to sue someone.
Well, Bart, yeah, but why sue where the place that you had it donated to? Sue the company that made
the
car
seat. Goodwill's not making money on it.
Right. Well, Peter, if I purchased it at Babies R Us, which doesn't exist anymore.
Unfortunately.
Can I sue them or do I sue the company that made the car seat? That's who you sue. The one that screwed up.
But my guess is it's not the person's not choosing who to sue. It's you're told by your lawyer what's the direction to go here.
No, because probably they sued the company. They're going to sue everybody, and hopefully one of them sticks. That's the problem with it. That's what they probably did. All right, they probably sued the company, sue what it was originally purchased at, and then also sue Goodwill. Goodwill should be the last you sue.
It's not right.
So now these people,
in a dump.
But I'm just saying, I understand how it would end up happening.
Let me also give you a dump story today.
Love dumps.
Okay. So there's a dump in our town, right? And you have to pay a fee that you could do it. Dump stuff. So I pull up the car.
You have to pay a fee to dump?
Yeah, to use it.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
How much can you dump? Okay, go ahead. Explain it to
me. And I'm putting all the stuff in the recycling thing. I had a lot of stuff. A guy comes running out of nowhere and said, no, that's the wrong spot. You got to put it over there. I had to load all the garbage back into the car.
No.
I said, it's all garbage. What's the big deal? Oh, there's only metal. I said, well, all of this stuff has plastic in it and some metal. No, if it's not all metal, I'm chapped today. And I'm walking around with the dark Pusik, too.
And how much do they charge you to do this?
I think it's $50 a year.
$50 a year?
Yeah.
And for that amount, you can dump what you need?
You can dump whatever you want to dump.
Wow.
But you have to obviously put it in the right place, I guess.
Right.
I dumped it in the wrong spot.
You don't want to have an Alice's Restaurant situation like from the movie where he dumped it in the wrong place and he got arrested and it was a whole big thing.
Don's whole life is referring to movies and I don't get any of it.
Alice's Restaurant you would probably get.
Alice is from the movie, the show Alice, right? I mean, the show Alice is from that movie, right?
No. That was Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Oh.
Alice's Restaurant
never saw
was,
it.
was a an Arlo Guthrie vehicle.
The song.
Well, yeah, he wrote the song, Alice's Restaurant, but they made a movie. Matthew Broderick's dad's in it. It's a big thing.
Isn't the song like 15 minutes long?
Yes, it is.
And you know, amazingly enough, the movie's 14.
Is that
so
true?
They carved out a minute for
I did
the
not
song,
know yeah. that. By the way, I finished Curb this week. Fantastic.
Fantastic. All right, you know what else is fantastic? The Knicks are playing on this West Coast swing.
It's fantastic.
Oh,
the new
me?
Interesting?
I mean, apparently. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that they're doing this.
Well, especially the timing of it was superb because you get the horrifying news that OG Anunoby, this is a lingering flare-up and that this could be multiple games. And that scares you. And you immediately go, perfect. Now that instead of beating a sort of slightly above average, but average Golden State Warriors. They're going to lose.
Not bad, though. They're not bad.
No, they have a winning record.
They killed the Knicks at the Garden.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is a road game. So great, they're going to lose. And instead, McBride, Brunson, the Knicks.
His name yesterday was not Deuce McBride. It had to be Trey McBride.
Wow.
I almost texted that to Mike, but I thought he'd get upset.
If you fed it to him?
Because he had like 5 threes in the first half. I said he should be Trey McBride, not Deuce.
You think that Mike would be offended?
Not offended, but you know, I'm interrupting his flow, you know, all that. He might who knows.
Wow. You're not painting a great picture of Mike Breen.
Well, he's a total pro when he's on the air.
Yeah, but it's a text message. It's not like you were paging him in the arena.
Imagine if I paged the arena. Mike Breen, a message from Mike, use Trey McBride.
Yeah, that's a great point by Don.
But, you know, McBride played great. Once again, Brunson played great. But Brunson's going to be an all-pro. All-NBA. He's going to be on one of the all-NBA teams. And there's a chance he might make the Olympic team, too.
It's all on the table.
Josh Hart was good. How good an acquisition was that?
Josh Hart played every minute again.
He's the man.
And Hartenstein had a double-double. Josh Hart had a triple-double. I think 34, 35 points for Brunson. Really, this is a fun team. Now, you know, they've beaten the Nuggets the last three times they played them. If they could beat the Nuggets, they're 4-0 on the West Coast, and then their schedule gets really easy.
That's going to be hard. I mean, that I know you don't like this phrase, Michael, but Thursday's house money.
No, you're right. Denver
killed Denver at the Garden. But Denver's a better team. It's the end of a West Coast swing. You go 3-1, you're doing jumping jacks. If they won that game, it'd be unreal. So I think you just, if I'm a fan, I just sit back, enjoy that, and whatever happens, happens. I wouldn't expect much on Thursday. But if they were to win, my God.
You know, they're holding on to one of the top four spots, and the third spot is still within, you know, striking distance. Do they get back Julius Randle when they come home? Doubtful, but it could be close.
God, there's radio silence, though, right? It's like we're getting nothing.
No, you're getting nothing. And that, now the Anunoby, they said, you know, it was just a maintenance day. Then it turned out not to be a maintenance day. They sent him back east for more tests because obviously there are no doctors on the West Coast. So they sent him back east, and he has inflammation of the elbow. And, you know, it sometimes it takes a long time to calm it down. Look at the inflammation in Gerrit Cole's elbow. They're shutting him down for 3 to 4 weeks. Now, he's got to throw a baseball, so it's a different paradigm, but inflammation ain't nothing.
You know, rest of
your 23rd book.
Yeah, inflammation ain't nothing.
He want to make sure he gets to be able to play every day in the postseason. We know that the team's going there. They're a game up on Orlando for the 5 seed, so there's still obviously a reason to win these games, but not at the expense of maybe losing OG for an extended period of time. So if you weren't going to play him against Denver, Michael, then I guess send him home, right? You let it get checked out so that he can be ready for the next game back at the Garden, which I believe is Saturday afternoon against the Nets. So get him ready for that.
Adam Schefter just tweeted this out.
All right, Schefty.
New Saints defensive end Chase Young signed a 1-year, $13 million deal with New Orleans today.
Guaranteed, though.
He's undergoing a neck procedure.
Oh, boy.
That is expected to sideline him into training camp, according to sources. The expectation is that he will return in time for the season. Teams were aware of his neck issue, and the Saints were comfortable moving ahead with it. You said the $13 million is guaranteed?
That's right.
And he has a neck issue?
That's what I saw.
That's a little silly. Is it guaranteed if he
he never plays?
Guaranteed's guaranteed.
Right? I guess guaranteed
is the way around it. Yeah. Remember we argued about, you know, with the Giants winning that game against the then Redskins, and we ended up being both wrong because Daniel Jones, I guess,
exactly,
has no future, and I guess you didn't want Young. He didn't really amount to anything in Washington, and he had a cup of coffee in San Francisco, so. I guess, you know what, just put your head down and play.
I mean,
right?
Listen, I think if
that's
I
were, how he hurt his neck.
If I were betting money about who would end up being more worthwhile at this point between Chase and... Yeah, it's a toss-up. I can't
call
it.
It's still a toss-up, right? I mean, Daniel still could find it.
Yeah, and so and Chase could settle in somewhere. And he had a lot of talent. I mean, in his first year, I saw it. It's there. So, yeah, but they're both toss-ups.
It's time now for the tournament update brought to you by Bet365. The first four kicks off tonight in Dayton. Wagner takes on Howard, with the winner getting the 16 seed in the West region at 6:40, followed by Virginia and Colorado State, who are playing for the 10 seed in the Midwest. That was a tournament update brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. I've always wondered about that, Don. I've always felt that the first four should be teams that are battling for the 4-16 seeds.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. I don't. So you're battling for a 10th seed. So in one of the brackets, you've got a 16 seed that's already in it. So I guess those 16 seeds that are already in it probably are 16 seeds that got automatic bids from bad conferences. Well, it just doesn't seem fair that you're playing for a 10th seed and you have to win an extra game when there are other 10th seeds already in the bracket waiting for it all to begin on Thursday.
Yeah, it only makes sense if you're battling to be the 16th seed, right?
Yeah.
Like in the play-in in the NBA, they're battling to be 7-8, the two teams that make it out, right?
Right.
So it's not like you jump up to the four. It doesn't. I don't quite get it, but probably make my head hurt if I tried.
No, we don't want that. What we do want is Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Don, I don't know if you know this, but the Rangers are playing tonight.
Yes.
They look to extend their winning streak against the Jets with coverage immediately following us right here at 98.7. Don will be doing the honors, the play-by-play.
This is a big boy game. Winnipeg's very good. This is a big boy game. These are two of the best teams in the NHL playing.
Are you pumped up?
Yeah.
All right. Islanders host the Hurricanes with coverage at 6:30, and that's on 1050. Remember that on 1050. Remember that station, 1050. Mm-hmm. And the Devils welcome in the Penguins at 7, and then the Nets take on the Pelicans at 7:30 in Brooklyn. That baby's on Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's Game Time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew. Try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glass up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly.
If Peter had cubes, he'd go to the Rock tonight. See Sid the Kid in town.
You know, because you never know when it could be over.
That's right. This could be the last few games as a Penguin. Everybody in Pittsburgh says he's not going anywhere.
And I do like that.
I think it's a mistake.
I do like that building.
And I do want to take this time to wish a happy 22nd anniversary.
Again.
Yesterday was the day before.
All right.
But, on this date, back in 2002, at 7 o'clock, we came on the air live, Yankees against the Reds.
Oh, the big 2-2.
And if you want to go on social media and see how much I've aged over 22 years, it's actually frightening.
Now, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was in the newsroom at ESPN Radio at the old place. At 2:10,
okay.
Watching it. I want to say, were they playing the Marlins, Michael?
Reds. You're not listening to me.
He just said Cincinnati.
I was not. No. I was, and everybody was gathered around the TV. It was like a big deal, Peter.
Well, you know.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Inside story. We didn't. I mean, they had to flip a switch to put us on the air. They had no idea if it was going to work. I mean, we're all holding our breath.
Why would
it
not work?
Because the network officially became an entity on September 10th of 2001. Talk about the world changing the day later.
Wow.
And
that's wild.
Then they had a scramble to like put all the infrastructure in and the fact that we were going to get on the air. I mean, they tested it a million times, but you have no idea if it's going to go on. So there was an hour show by Fred Hickman before that was taped. And that set the what the S was going to be, the programs that were going to be on. And then I came on, along with Jim Cott, to do the first spring training game on March 19th.
Now, Peter, you might sound, why were they all gathered around? Because it was the first of its kind.
It was like the moon landing.
You know, to be able to see. Now, all these networks all pop up now, right? All these new networks and everything. But it was for the Yankees to start their own network.
I mean, I know, but they weren't inventing television.
Close.
The people involved, I mean, at this point, Flip was there, right?
Flip was one of the OGs.
Flip the switch, if you will.
Pretty much.
Wake up, Flip.
But Flip is a TV veteran by that point. He'd been doing this
forever. But he had never started a network.
But he knows what he's doing. They don't give these jobs to chimps.
But Flip did not put the wiring together.
Sure, but he said
he hired everybody and hoped that, when they flipped the switch, we were on the air.
And how'd it work out?
22 years later, it's worked out great.
Come on. Look at that.
No, I know it wasn't like the moon landing. And don't get me wrong. It wasn't like people were gathered outside of TV stores. I'm just saying that we were in the newsroom, and when it started, it was kind of people gathered around. What is this going to look like?
Did you mock me when I came on screen, Don? Because at that point, you didn't like me.
I wasn't a fan.
Probably looked at the TV and said, look at that Gavone.
Yeah,
I was.
What a ghoul.
I had met you at Yankee Stadium about like a few months before then, and you were nice. So I thought you were a good guy, but I was not a Yankee fan. And Peter, I've told the story before. I know I didn't like Michael, because the first interleague play game at Shea.
Oh, I know.
On Friday, I'm driving across the George Washington Bridge, and I'm listening to the game. And you know me, I always listen to the enemy for some reason.
Yeah, you know what you're thinking?
Yeah,
educate me, clowns.
And I hear Michael say, I came to Yankee Stadium. I went to Shea Stadium when the Yankees played there, and I used to have to go home and shower. And I'm like, what a piece of garbage.
Getting peed on is not the worst thing in the world.
But listen, I overcame it. I'm a big boy. I could admit when I was wrong.
Don, as many great memories as there is at Shea, it was not a sparkling palace like Citi Field.
But there was a little bit of that guy in your voice. I'm the Yankee announcer and this little Met peasant people. And you were playing to the room because it was the Yankee broadcast. And you decided, I'm going to relieve myself on the Mets, much to the enjoyment of my audience, and say that I had the shower. I understand that Shea wasn't a palace, but you didn't have to go home and bathe you attended a game at
12-year-old Michael K. felt like that. He hated the Mets then.
So, you know, I used to like driving past. When I was a kid, I always liked driving past Shea and seeing the little, electrically lit up baseball players to the outside.
Beatles was cool. Beatles didn't have a problem.
Neon, whatever.
The police didn't have a problem.
That's right, Don.
There. Tweet that!
And you know what Don was thinking in the car listening?
I like the souvenir. I like to take the ticket, and I like to put it in a book.
I will take some phone calls when we get back when I'm getting ready for a game. I'm going to be doing that shortly. I have to be prepared. I have my lineup cards, the latest team stats, and of course my mug of Bigelow tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition even when the game goes into extra innings. I refuse to settle, and neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea and take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea and join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Ranger game tonight. Don will do the play-by-play. Hope you're all having a wonderful day. You know, Don, it really gives me some pause because a lot of people on Twitter, social media, are saying that I wonder how Anthony feels that something that he chooses to wear on his face is being used as a punishment. Hmm. Have you ever given that any thought, Don, that this might hurt Anthony's feelings?
We've brought it up before. He seems callous to the whole thing. He doesn't worry about what people think. So
Anthony, we can ask Anthony, does it bother you that it's called the Pusick and now the Dark Pusick, and the fact that I'm wearing something that you choose to wear is considered a punishment?
No, I think it's fun.
Have you thought at all about getting rid of the Pusick yourself?
No, I think this is great branding.
Interesting.
I think it's beautiful branding.
You know what? You've got a thick skin. I love that about you.
Thank you, Michael.
Terrific. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Mike in Orlando. Oh, he hung up. Just as I went to him.
No.
Mike in Orlando. What terrible timing.
Oh.
Wow. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. He won't hang up. Hey, Ken. Ken.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, not too bad.
Wow. Good start.
What?
You know what? Really, you know really what? Good that start.
Was a, You're that hurting was a, me.
He literally tapped out. He's like, all right, I'm good.
Wow. Let's go to Carmine and Paramus.
See how this goes.
Hey, guys. Well, I'll try not to hang up like the other two guys did.
Cool.
All right. So I got to stick up for my buddy Don. Just don't mind me. I got a bad cold, so if I sound a little funny, that's why.
No, you're fine.
You guys were making fun of Don yesterday about the way he pronounces some words. So I think it has something to do with the water in Hawthorne when we grew up, because I have the same problem. I have my wife and my son constantly making fun of me. When I say like rotisserie chicken or cereal, they always say I pronounce it wrong. So I just wanted to stick up for Don.
You just nailed both of them, Carmine.
Maybe because of the cold. It must be because of the cold. I'm saying it right.
Don, do you think it's the water in that great town that you grew up?
No, listen. The water has been accused of doing a lot worse, unfortunately. So no, I don't think it has anything to do with the water. Thank you for supporting me, Carmine. And Carmine's a Met fan too, so he probably has no love for you, Michael.
Well, I mean, even Peter jumped you on steak, Fritz. It wasn't just me.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I mean, you made me feel bad.
I have people who've weighed in and told me. Both Natalie and my friend Zach said that they believe Gnocchi is worse than Fritz.
Thank you.
Really?
I think it is.
I thought Fritz was worse than Gnocchi because I thought the steak frites was like a more common order than the gnocchi.
And it is. The two people you just mentioned, one of them, your wife, was wrong.
Oh. Making sure you... Because, I thought that could...
You thought I was going to go off the rails, didn't I?
I thought it could have went off the rails. You could have said something crazy.
I would never say anything bad about Natalie. Your other friend, I have no use for.
You don't even know him.
No, I don't care. I don't want to know him.
Just to entertainment purposes, what is your friend's name?
I said it was Zach.
Oh, Zach. Okay.
That's not bad. It's not like Chauncey.
Or Ballard.
By the way, Ballard, again, the most regular name. I mean, I Don, is there a more standard American name than Mark Ballard? That's just a good name.
It's not his first name either. If it was his first name, I still wouldn't agree with Michael, but at least it'd be a little bit more understandable.
But like last name, there's Hank Ballard.
Who's Hank Ballard?
I think he was an NFL tight end, wasn't he? Ballard's been around.
But I've met Ballard. It's the whole package that annoys me.
You liked him, though. You guys got along.
At your wedding, I think it was, we put aside all.
But it was just for the one
Michael
night.
Michael was being a phony, is what he was being. I think Ballard's a nice guy.
Of course you do. Do you spend any time with him at the wedding?
Yes.
Was it just Ebro's birthday?
That's right.
I wanted to text him, but you know what? I don't have any contact number.
Do you want me to give you his number?
No, I don't need it now. It's past his birthday.
So you want to wait till next year?
Yeah.
I can give you his number.
Well, just tell him I was asking about him. How old is Ebro? Is he one of these guys that doesn't give his name?
No, I don't think he cares.
Let me guess.
Let's say 58. We both said 58?
No, he said 48.
58. He said old man Ebro, so I just figure.
No, it's a gimmick. He's 49. Don's right.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Is that right?
It is right.
Eric in Hopatcom.
Might be a lost cause, my G.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. So just wanted to thank you for the, I made part of Drop Madden, Eric from Hopatcom, if you remember.
Oh.
On Friday, so appreciate that.
Congratulations.
It was a surprise.
Wait, do you have the drop, Peter? We have to hear.
Yeah, it's a flub, I believe. I have it right here.
Yeah, it's a flub, yep.
It's an unfortunate.
It's
Eric in Hopatcom. What's up, Eric?
Hopatcom, why we struggle?
But don't forget, tough matchup for that 5 seed.
He has weapons for Gord.
I don't think you get out from under that.
That's tough.
Eric, it's going to be a short-lived trip. You're Vermont on this one. Or Stetson. What do you got?
So I just had probably an odd question for you. My grandfather, now he passed a year before I was born, and he had a lot of side jobs, and one of the side jobs he had was driving one of the Yankee players to the stadium to every home game.
Okay.
It was Joe Pepitone.
There he is. Larry David loves Joe Pepitone.
So my question was more so just for Michael, because he passed again, you know, before I was born, my grandfather, and I know they had a whole bunch of, like, stories. They got to know each other well. I didn't know if, like, you know, Michael, if you knew anything about him, like, you might be able to share.
What, but about Joe Pepitone?
Yeah, Pepitone.
No, right, just Pepitone, a free spirit guy. I didn't know him that well, but, you know, I talked to him at old timers. He said what was on his mind. Just a real free spirit.
Okay. I was just always just curious because I never got to talk and get these stories. So I was always curious.
That was before my time, the stories.
Okay. and then, Peter, we're looking forward to you also seeing WrestleMania on the pregame shows and stuff. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Well, how about this? How about this? I have a little bit of news to share with you. Not only will I be...
Is this breaking news?
I could go as far as saying breaking news.
All right.
WrestleMania week. On Thursday, it was already exciting enough that Thursday night I'm doing my Cheap Heat Live in Philadelphia.
Wow.
But it's almost sold out, so you couldn't get in there.
You're actually selling tickets to it.
That's right.
Interesting.
I think we have 20 tickets left, so that's going to be a hard sellout. So Don and I were thinking, how can we touch the people of Philadelphia? So Don and I, Michael has a travel day that day, but Don and I are going to be doing the K-Show live with special guests from WWE World at the Philadelphia Convention Center.
I'll still be on the show.
And you will be on the show, just not physically there. WrestleMania Thursday, the whole K-Show, Don and I on stage at WWE World at the Convention Center in Philly.
This is exciting.
Special guests. Yes, we'll be there. We're doing a whole WrestleMania show like never before.
Now, I've got a question to ask you, Don, because this is, you know, you plan in advance. What happens if, like, the Yankees go 7-0 on the road trip and they come on and people want to talk about that, or the Yankees go 2-5, or the Mets win all their games or lose all their games? We've got to talk a little bit about that stuff, right?
We're only going to have, like, two guest segments.
All right. You just said a WrestleMania show.
Well, because we're going to be there.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you know this. We just did an entire, quote-unquote, Big East show. So we can handle it.
Yeah, it's not a wrestling show. It's the Michael K. show.
I'm just clearing things up, Don. That's all.
You know what?
Wrestling.
You know what he has to do, Don? He just has to take a bucket of cold water and dump it on my head. Doesn't he?
Don would like that for a bet.
See, that sounds like something.
Yeah.
But
if there's a danger of somebody getting pneumonia going into a coma, Don says, well, that's a proper bet.
And Don and I, it's too bad Michael's not going to be there because we're going to eat cheesesteaks like gentlemen. Greek just texted me, very excited. The whole Yes team is very excited about it.
Why doesn't Greek get out of the studio and he's there?
I think he should go.
Yeah. I think it's in
Greek,
the name.
Greek is fun.
Yeah.
Greek's a good guy.
Anthony?
I think it's in the name.
What name?
Anthony.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point. You're excited, too, is what you're saying.
No, but Anthony's going to leave the studio.
I guess you're right.
I've broken bread with Anthony. We all have at the Super Bowl.
Oh, Greek just wrote me back. He said he's thinking about it. He may come out.
Because Greek does not leave his house or the studio.
But he loves WWE.
Oh, he loves it. And if somehow you could get a trip to Atlantic City, he'd be in.
Oh, my. Well, maybe it's perfect. Maybe he does the show Thursday,
right,
goes straight to AC.
Right.
Full bacchanal.
Yep.
And then Saturday pops back up in Philly for Mania.
Yeah, a lot of radio people have done that.
Maybe he can even get a helicopter.
1-800-919-3776. John and Chatham. John.
Guys, how you doing?
Good.
How you
What's doing? Up, John?
Listen, since we're into March Madness, mm-hmm, and there's talk of the first four out, let's say ESPN comes under hard times and they have to do a massive layoff. And who would be the first four out of the radio?
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean,
now,
four is tough. No, we're not safe.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to tell you why we're not safe. Because if they're in economic trouble,
right,
they'd be coming after us.
Yeah, I could come up with three.
He's ready for.
All
so
right, go ahead.
The big fella's safe. I'd have to come up with Anita Marks, Damer, and Keyshaw. That's the three. Ooh. But I can't come up
Keyshawn?
With
Keyshawn.
You're a little late there.
He was good news. To the party.
Keyshawn hasn't worked here in about a year and a half.
We have good news. That money's off the books already.
Yeah, okay. Way off.
No, it's still on the books.
Shout out to Keyshawn.
Yeah, shout out to Keyshawn.
Shout out to Keyshawn. He just wanted to people.
Two shows and two shots at Anita Marks.
Why is everyone coming out of Anita Marks?
Why are we indulging conversation like this? Obviously, this was his chance to go after some people that are already at our radio station and one that isn't anymore. I'm not going to sit there and have people attack Anita and Gordon.
No.
Pray. Well, why is that a productive call? Well, you know who I'd lay off? I'd lay him off.
That's right. Keep going, Don.
Well, I hung up. I thought you'd be happy with Charlie in New Jersey. Charlie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I had, well, first off, I got to tell you, the people that are next to me in my car, I listen to you every day on the way home. They must think I'm crazy because I'm just sitting in my car laughing hysterically.
We love it. Thank you.
You guys every day. So you guys are great. Thank you. But I got an idea for the pick segment. How about next year? And Michael, with all due respect, this might hurt you more than a Pusick. Maybe if the loser has to give $1,000 to the winner's charity of choice, that way people make
Charlie, I love it. I love it. And I've wanted to do that forever, even more than that. But Don wants blood.
No, I
Let
want
there
some,
be blood is Don's
wait a minute.
Thing.
You want something that is arable. You want something that can have a payoff for the listener and the viewer on the show. Handing a check to a charity doesn't have the same cachet. Now, I'm all for the donation, but Peter, you understand, from a radio television standpoint, you want a payoff for the audience.
Yeah. Just hearing that a check gets written isn't necessarily the big payoff you want. You want something else with that, right?
Yeah.
Some bonus in your pants.
Like somebody getting tased.
Right.
Somebody you know,
beaten to a pulp.
No.
I'm going to tell this to all of our listeners because we're very honest. Don has actually broached getting tased as a payment,
and
the company won't allow it.
They won't allow it.
He desperately wants to
be
tased.
And they wouldn't allow the dunk tank
either. Yeah, they wouldn't allow the dunk. It's all like we told you that you can't donate car seats to Goodwill because Goodwill could get sued. Everybody wants to sue everybody. So companies are afraid, like if we tased Don and they had a massive heart attack, that Don would then sue the company. Don said he would sign away the right to sue.
I would sign a waiver.
But they don't want to deal with it. They don't want his death on their hands.
And the dunk tank, and this was just water. I wasn't going to just do water. We were going to do like cream cheese or some sour or something.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he wanted to do cream cheese. Yeah.
Guys, pedestrian radio. That's what you guys are in for. I want something better. I want to strive for something great.
I thought the Pusick turned out well. Again, of all the times to argue about it, but I think this turned out good.
Right, it did, but he's complaining to the point where he doesn't want to do it anymore. God, is it that?
You know,
Peter, was it that strenuous? It was that embarrassing that he's now out. Come on,
Don. Do you want to make up for what all of the complaints you have? Do you want me to see if at WWE World? We can get you like chopped across the chest by a wrestler.
Like thrown from the top.
No, I don't deserve that.
Anything. Anthony, what about Gunther? Having Gunther come out and just chop him right across the chest.
That I would want this to happen to me. No, I want something interesting that the audience can get excited about.
But why can't you have one of the wrestlers smash your head against a turnbuckle?
I'm not interested in
but
that
you
for
love
no
pain.
Reason.
You love
no,
pain.
No, I don't. But I love the show.
When you lost a bet where somebody had to throw a tennis ball at you, you screamed, throw it harder, get closer. Right. That's
because,
not normal.
Because he wasn't hitting me where the audience can get any appreciation for it. Don't you realize
he made him
I'm
do
willing
it again.
To sacrifice myself for the show? You guys aren't.
Sacrifice.
That's fine.
You want to sacrifice yourself?
I want to sacrifice.
Yep.
Right
and he gets
to
sacrifice right
all
after
over
he
your
gets
face.
The steak fritz. We're going to come back. We got so much more to do. This show's off to a roaring start.
Rip roaring.
But first, Don's going to tell you about a betting app that he's fond of.
Discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop buzzer-beater action all season long. Take the hard-hitting excitement of March matchups to the next level with a lion's share of promotions and betting options. Whether you're cheering courtside or from the comfort of your couch, BetMGM keeps the adrenaline pumping with every dunk, three-pointer, and buzzer-beater. Join the excitement now with BetMGM. Plus, every time you make a wager, you earn BetMGM reward points, which means that you can turn convenience into online betting into a real-world reward at one of MGM's signature resort properties and more. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Download the app today and enjoy March matchups like never before. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Don, I want to tell you about somebody who doesn't care about the environment. So, Peter went downstairs to get a coffee because you're not here.
Right.
And he comes out a little cup of coffee, a little cup of coffee.
No.
It's in a gigantic paper bag. Inside the bag is a gigantic cardboard-like holder.
It's insane.
I mean,
they
killed three trees for this stupid cup of coffee.
By the way, I had nothing to do with this, Don.
I know where he went. I don't want to give him up, but it's across from where we work.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because they think they're trying to be convenient. And it would be perfect if it were two, because then it would be appreciated. But for one cup, man.
Guys, I'm good.
He can hold his cup of coffee.
And by the way, Don, as a result, I had to go down there twice. It was probably ready the first time. But I didn't even see that they had a little area where they put them in bags. So I'm looking at where people go to pick up their orders. Nothing's there. It happened again. I go, hey, you know how soon my coffee will be ready? And he said, oh, what's your name? And I said, Peter. He said, oh, yeah, it's over there. And I went, oh, I didn't even know
that
was a
bag. You can hold up the bag, Peter, so people on Yes can see. The bag is the size of a bag if you ordered a baker's dozen of bagels.
Yeah, this is unnecessary, guys. I don't know.
How do they expect you to drink the coffee? Like, do they think you can't drink coffee? If you one cup you can hold. You don't need a bag.
If you want to see, like, trees die, just order anything from Amazon.
You think I've never done that, but you know I live with a woman, right?
Yes.
So obviously things from Amazon show up at my house every 12 hours.
Well, not only women.
I know, but wives, I feel like, are very big on the Amazon ordering.
No, Nancy loves it.
We're going to float away, by the way. One day we will have nothing. The world will become like water world. And I don't know why it's going to be, Amazon will be to blame, but it's Amazon.
I don't know if you realize this, but Bret Michaels is coming to PNC Bank Arts Center
From Poison
on Friday, August 30th, and ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down to contest, submit your entry. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, let's go to Kevin and Brick. Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on?
I got a good question for you. Since you're talking about WrestleMania, it sparked a very heated debate at my workplace. I took a lot of slack for it. Do you consider professional wrestlers professional athletes? I was firmly on no, they're not professional athletes, and I got ripped by a lot of people. So I think you guys will give a good opinion on that.
You work with good people, because I 100% believe they're professional athletes.
Yes,
but
they are.
They're not playing a sport. They're not playing a sport.
Well, but you know, a ballet dancer is a professional athlete. That's not a sport.
Thank you, Michael. Michael's a reasonable man.
Michael's disagreeing with you.
A ballet dancer is an athlete. So a wrestler, I mean, these guys are in unbelievable shape. They're very athletic.
Yeah, but I believe that's true. They are athletic people. But the fact that they're not competing in a sport, they're not professional athletes.
But there's a word for this. I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm not offended. This doesn't require like a huge argument. But the word you're saying is you're talking about competitor, and we're talking about athlete. If you're reliant, I believe, on physical performance, like your body has to perform, then to me, you are a pro athlete. So whether that's a car driver, a golfer, a wrestler, a ballet dancer, that's an athlete.
I'm kind of on the fence about this.
But because Bartolo Colon is an athlete, but he's not really athletic. But he is a professional athlete. Even some golfers like Justin Thomas is a great golfer, but he's not a great athlete.
That's a great example. I don't know about Justin Thomas because, like, I don't know which golfers happen to. Let's use John Daly as the safest example. A great golfer who's far from athletic seeming. You're going to tell me that because one is a competitive sport, I show you a picture of John Daly, you go, yes, that's a pro athlete. And then I show you a picture of Bianca Belair, one of the most athletic, fit people performing in the world today. And you go, no, she's not an athlete.
But he's saying that golfers aren't athletes either.
Well, no, but he's saying they are.
Kevin said they aren't.
No.
I'm saying they are professional athletes because they compete in a sport.
Because they compete in a sport.
Fat
so,
guy.
That's the line.
Lowry.
Yeah, I hear what he's saying.
But he's right. He's right. If your definition is that in order to be called a professional athlete, that you have to compete in a sport, well, then I guess they would not fit under the definition of professional athlete.
But that's not the definition of professional athlete.
But that's his definition.
Got it.
But it was a stuntman and a professional athlete. They get paid to throw their body all over the place. They're tremendous athletes, but they're not competing in a sport. But they are athletic, and their athleticism helps them get paid. So are they professional athletes?
Well,
I think circus performers are athletes.
But they're not ever dubbed an athlete. That's where I'll push back on the ballerina. I don't think any ballerina would ever call a ballerina an athlete. They may say she's very athletic.
No, they'd say she's a dancer.
They wouldn't call her an athlete.
They're
call
athletes.
Her a
but
dancer.
No, I agree. But they probably call themselves dancers, but not athletes.
See, that's where we're getting into the semantics of the argument.
But hold on, but real quick, there's a nuanced part here, which is that pro wrestling, for whatever reason, the place that it occupies in this country and others, like Mexico, Japan, and other places, it occupies a weird place, Dom, that's sort of in between. Right. Where, like, yes, I understand what you're saying. If you try to make it a comparison with a ballet dancer, it's not exactly apples to apples. They have a league. Well, they do it every single week. They're on the road. They have all these other parts of what they do that also make it comparable to a professional sport. The only thing that's missing is the competitive aspect, right, legitimate competitiveness of the game.
And that's why it's interesting, because you'd have to figure out the definition. If competing is his definition, then he's right. They're not professional athletes. I mean, you look at Kimball, who was my trainer at CKO. He is an athlete, and he gets paid to train us. So does that make him a professional athlete? I guess to the caller's definition, since we're not competing, I guess not. But the athleticism and his ability to do what he does gets him paid. So would he be considered a professional athlete, Peter? No, probably not. So
that's almost just also because he's not doing it at the highest level, with all due respect. It would be like saying
training Don is a high level.
Wait a minute.
No, it'd be like saying you meet someone who's an incredible basketball player, but they didn't make it to the league, and their job is that they coach other people. Are they professional athletes? You know, that's tough.
Is a minor league baseball player a professional athlete?
Well, yes, they're getting paid to perform on the field.
Right, but he's not at the highest level.
All right, when we come back, an athlete that hands out compliments like manhole covers has showered Jalen Brunson with such accolades that you'll be shocked.
Really?
Yep. That's coming up in just a moment. Spring training isn't just for baseball players. It's time for you to get into shape and ready for the warmer weather. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You are fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T T's personal email and phone number, locations close by, or available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at NJDIET.com. Get ready for spring with NJDIET.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.